Oh, we got an intro song or some stuff.
Blog Talk Radio.
So you do?
I gotta find it. Yeah. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding, y'all. Y'all know how we getting down. Y'all go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Mike Mitch, take it away, baby.
Yeah, we all right now, man. Thank you all and welcome you all into Spiritual Feeding, man. You on the mic with Mike Mitch and Miss Diva Mary Kay. Tonight we're just going to, you know, keep it open to discuss Christianity in its fullness. So, you know, feel free to call in. You know, log on to the chat room, man. See who's all up in here. We're just gonna take it how it comes tonight. You know, call in, man. Press that one when you call in. We got the number out. Go ahead and shout that number one more time, Diva Mary Kay.
Most definitely. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. We definitely have an open formal tonight to talk about Christianity. We're going to be talking about self-control. And we also going to be having our special guest live in the building, watching ENT. That's Nephilim and Fantasy. They come alive. We're going to be playing some of their hot tracks. Also, we're going to be interviewing them. But before we do anything else, we got to open it up with prayer. And I'm going to pass praise right on to you, Mike Mitch.
Definitely, man. We want to, always reference God in everything we do. So we're going to go ahead and open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We offer our praises to you. Offer our life up to you right now, Father. We pray that this show blesses the listeners, blesses ourselves. That we also practice self-control, that we practice seeking your face. Always consider you in all things that we do, Father. We thank you for this opportunity, this platform, being able to speak about your goodness, speak about your love, speak about your guidance, speak about your correction, and all those things that pertains to you, Father. We just thank you right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and keep it going and go into this little scripture we have for I guess it'd be the foundation of what we're going to talk about today, man. It would be coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's the key word right there, reasonable service. And we go on to verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Man, he talks about, presenting your body a living sacrifice, keeping it holy and acceptable, you know, as unto God, which is your reasonable service, saying that's the least you can do. For what I've done for you, you know what I'm saying? That's the least you can do for all I've done for you is just do those simple things, keeping it holy, presenting a living sacrifice, being a willing vessel for my use, keeping your will, being my will, you know, considering all you do, you know. And he said, I can direct your path and all those type of things, you know. Don't be conformed to the things we see on TV. Don't be conformed to, you know, what we hear on the radio. Don't be conformed to the world in its ways. He said, but be ye transformed by the first renewal of your mind. You know, we got to change the way we think in order to kind of progress. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and hoping for a different result. You know, we got to do things differently. If I continue to go the same way, I can't end up, you know, if I keep going down Normandy, I can't end up, you know, going down, you know, end up on Western, because I'm keep going the same way all the time, and the way I'm going is not going to lead me to that street. So, you know, sometimes we got to turn left, sometimes we got to turn right, sometimes we got to turn around and go the other way, you know. So, you know, be not conformed to this present world, man, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Get into that word, you know, continue to be around godly counsel, you know, get some brothers that know a little more than you, that can sharpen you, that can build you up. Go to the Bible studies, you know, find you a good church home where you can get built up, where you can get strengthened, you can get taught the word, you know. Preaching is all good, you know, but sometimes you got to be able to sit down and be taught the word of God. And, man, we want to, you know, hopefully help you all tonight and, you know, and being taught that. How does, you know, sometimes you got to get this Bible for yourself and start searching the scripture for yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to God before, you read and say, I just pray for understanding. I pray for wisdom that, you know, he said, I freely give to whoever I ask. You know, that's how we don't have because we. He said, "You have not because you ask not." You know, I heard one person say, "Man, I ask God for everything. I'm asking God for a whole lot." You know, so we're gonna go in tonight on Christianity. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the religion, we take away from the relationship. You know, we get so routined in doing things, we don't. You know, consider the relationship of it, you know. I guess it's even in any relationship, you know, you come home, hey mom, hey dad, go sit down, you know, don't really spend time with them, you know. Don't spend time to hang out with your loved one, your children, you just go through the motions. Hey, do your homework? Okay, now go sit down, you know. It's just, you know, spend time. God wants us to sit down and hang out with him, you know, and chill and, you know, spend that quality time with him. You know, get to learn things about yourself. When you do that, you start. It's talking to God's like talking to. It's like he's a mirror. He just reveals things about yourself. Like, dang, I feel terrible now, but I want to change. You know, I want to change because God showed me my flaws and where I'm lacking, where I keep coming up short all the time. You know, so that's the relationship God has with us. You know, he wants us to burn those things that's not like him. You know, get it up out of us, you know?
Yes, and you're definitely right about that. And I just want to say this before we go into a short break and we're going to come back with our guest, you know, that spending time piece that you touched on in the story of Mary and Martha, you know, when Jesus came to their home and they opened their doors to them. And, you know, Jesus came in and Mary instantly followed Jesus into the living room. You know, and she sat down and she had time with him. You know, she sat down by Jesus' feet, and she had quality time with him. And, you know, Martha was in the kitchen busy cooking and cleaning and the preparations for the Lord. And when she came in the living room, she said, Jesus, you know, don't you see my sister not helping me? You know, tell her to help me. And Jesus responded to her and said, you know, Mary chose the best for her. You know, Mary chose the best way, and that's to spend time with me. You know, nobody really asks you to go in the kitchen and start putting them collard greens in that big macaroni and cheese on. Nobody asks you to do all of that. You know, all I ask you to do is actually just to spend time with me, spend quality time with me so you can hear my word and know my word and know who I am, you know, and know who the true God is. So, you know, and it's a good thing that Martha was a very wise woman because she didn't get mad at Jesus. You know, she accepted the correction, and that is great that she accepted that correction because, you know, she may have felt some type of way about that, but she knew what Jesus was saying was right, and that's why, you know, you have to put that time in and having self-control with yourself and sitting down and having that time, that quality time with the Lord. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Theater with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitz. Right here live on Blog Talk Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with our special guest, Walter ENT, Knuckle Knees, and Fantasy. They definitely doing it big, man. Make sure y'all join us in the chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Let's get into some Fred Hammond, Glory to Glory. Let's go.
To the only wise God, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Glory to from the mountains to the valley. By his spirit, the victory is won.
My bad, y'all. I unplugged the mic.
I was like, what happened?
Like, people just talking, and she just stopped talking. She got to stop moving around the studio. But back again, back at it. Thank God for a second chance. Thank God for grace and mercy. You are now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding. We got a buffet of blessings going on around here. Me and Mike Mitch is definitely holding it down. We got an open formal tonight. We're talking about spirituality. Also, we got our special guest is coming live in the building. The limo has pulled up. Watch the EFT is definitely here, man. Let's go ahead and bring them in. Yes, everything we do is a movie, man. Let's go.
Welcome.
What's up, fellas? What's up?
What's up?
What's
going on?
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
That's
how's it going?
Oh, man, it's all good on this side, man. It's all good.
Y'all
hear some of that new music y'all got going on?
Oh, yeah, man. We got new music.
Most definitely. Why is it for all the people who are tuning in? Let them know exactly who you guys are. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Fantasy. It's my brother Knuckle Knees.
I'm DJ right
here. And we are TGM Watson ENT. TGM stands for the Gospel Movement.
And we doing it big. Y'all got a serious live performance. I love it. I got a chance to see these guys at Rise. Big shout out to Pacific Church. In Tacoma on 66 at the Boys and Girls Club, and big shout out to Rod doing
live.
Big things over there. Yeah, it was great. It was really a great movie. Y'all got some hot music, man, going in, and we definitely got this you know, we got an open forum, but we got this open discussion that we're doing about self-control, and that's what we're going to be starting the week off with. And I think that's one thing that we definitely need as Christians.
Definitely.
As
yeah.
people,
right.
but as Christians, is self-control. And you guys can
right.
chime in on this topic before I start asking y'all 21 questions. Y'all know how I get down.
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Definitely. You got to have self-control, especially when you're a believer, man. You just can't, you got to learn how to tame that flesh.
yeah.
You got to put your body under subjection, you know? Know how to slap that hand. Like, nah, you can't do that. That's not the way God wants you to do it. Stop that. got to, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely nothing easy, you know what I'm saying? When dealing
right.
with self-control, just because, as you said, we are human, you know what I'm saying? So, naturally, you know what I'm saying, though your spirit, you know what I'm saying, is saying, okay, you know, you can't do this, you know morally what's right, you know what I'm saying, you know spiritually what's right from wrong, but you still got the flesh there, you know what I'm saying, and you always got the devil in your ear talking about, okay, you know that girl right there, you know she's right, man, go ahead and get out of that,
right.
man, you know,
right, right.
God's going to forgive you. He's trying to tell you something like, you know, he's a forgiving God, so he's going to forgive you, you know what I'm saying? He tried to get you into premeditated situations and things like that, and you just got to remember who's on the top, you know what I'm saying? Just keep your head
mm-hmm.
up.
So the devil know what you like, you know?
Yeah,
he'll say he'll put something in front of you like, oh, yeah, that looks good right there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Oh, yeah. You know, like, you know, when you tip the Jesus on the mountaintop, you say, look at this. I give you all this.
Yeah.
desire. This is what you want, right? I give you the whole city, the whole everything is yours. I'm like, I do look good, but my father got many mansions. you know what I'm saying? We just gotta learn, you know, we gotta know who we are. And Jesus knew who he was, so it was easy for him to withstand temptation. But then you got a lot of us men that just don't know who we are, and we'll fall for anything. Oh yeah? You give me that? I'll sell my soul for $1 million. Oh yeah, will you? Okay,
oh,
well, here
tripping.
You go. Give me that.
tripping.
You know what I'm saying?
Even though, you know, it's self-control, you know what I'm saying, you're not able to do it by yourself.
Right.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
need the word of
mm-hmm.
God. Because, you know, like Jesus said, man can't live by bread alone, but
right.
by every word that proceeds out of the Lord's mouth, you
oh.
know, the
you
God's
go.
Mouth. So, for sure, you can't live off of, you know what I'm saying, you can't live off of your word, you know what I'm saying, and what you see every day. You know what I'm saying? If
right.
you don't have God's word inside you, it's going to be hard to control yourself.
Right.
You know, certain
right.
situations,
you
know. And the Bible talks about, you know, God talks about a whole lot. You know, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. You know, consequences
right.
and benefits. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do something that he tells you not to do, there's going to be a consequence for it, you know, and you're not going
right.
to like it. And you're just going to know, like, man, I should not have did that, but you did it anyway, you know. And then that's when God taps you on your hand. You know, there's no need for you to tap yourself. God taps you, and you don't want him to tap you because that's a hard slap. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And God would just let you know, like,
yeah.
look, I love you, you know, I love you, but you got to, you know, you got to settle down and listen to me. You know, I'm your God.
Right.
You know, I love you too
right.
much. I'm your God. You know, so just listen to me, you know, because I won't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? I won't do nothing to hurt you. You know, I won't tell you
right.
something, you know, in the long run that's going to hurt you. If you
exactly.
listen to me, I got blessings coming your way, you know, because
yeah.
I love you. You're my child.
Right. It's like
hmm.
a parent, man. You know,
and you're right about
we used to get whippings. Yeah, we used to get whippings,
and
man. You know, it wasn't because our parents wanted to hurt us, because they wanted us to get, they wanted to get our attention. You know, hey,
yep.
this is what you're supposed to be doing. Listen to
yep.
me. Oh, you gonna keep doing that? Okay, let me help you get, let me help gain your attention by giving you a little spanking on this rear end. you know,
mm-hmm.
look at me. That's what God's telling us. Every time he spanks us, we go through a trial. He's like, okay, now look up at me. You know what I'm saying? So I can instruct you. I can correct you. I can,
right.
you know, give you some guidance on where you need to go, man. It's like the self-control.
I just think a lot of times we try to get away what we can get away with. Let's just keep it real. And
true
where
that.
Can you go that you can hide from God? Like, where in the world can you go that you can hide from God? There's nowhere. We start
nowhere.
Trying to, you know, convince ourselves, like, you know what? God ain't going to see this. God got a lot of things to do. And there's people out there that really convince themselves that God don't see them because they feel like, oh, I haven't
Ooh.
Received a blessing in a while. You know, God ain't, you know, he ain't worried about me because I be wilding out all the time. You know, so
right
I might as well keep wilding out. I ain't getting in trouble this time, and I ain't getting in trouble last week when I, you know, did what I did, when I messed around with
right.
that man wife or when I messed around with my homegirl man. You know, didn't nothing happen. I got mine. I was gone. But, you know, don't. I mean, it's the death. It's the death of the situation. And a lot of times we all be like, the devil, man, the devil was trying to mess with me. The devil made me do it, and the devil was this. We be giving the devil credit for things that he ain't even do.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with us, y'all. That thought starts within our own mind, and it turns into lust. And from lust, it goes to sin, and sin produces death. Please, people out there, stop saying the devil made me do it, because he did not make you do it.
You got a choice.
You got a choice.
You know what's crazy about that, Diva?
Mm-hmm.
No, just real quick, man, how you said, you know, let's just keep it real. Like, as far as, you know, we try to get away with what we can get away with. You know, a lot of times, man, like, we like to dress up our sin. You know what I'm saying? We like to put it in suits. We like to, you know, shout hallelujah just to kind of in church, to kind of hide from the people. You know, we don't so much be concerned about, you know, pleasing God. We be trying to please people. And a lot of times, that's what I said, man, we all just come before God as knowing, hey, I need help. Then we can be effective. We can be effective to people that's dying, you know, but we trying to cover up our sin. Like, we so good. You know, we're perfect. We arrived at where God wants us to be. We here, you know, and then you can tell me. We trying to keep cool. We trying to keep way of the pastor or the deacon or the next, you know, little your member at church, whatever. You know, we want to keep them looking at us like, okay, we die. They good. Look at that brother. Look at that sister. They on point. You know, but really, we dying inside. We hurting.
Yeah.
You know,
God's a judge. You know, he judges all truth and all righteousness. You know, and that those who worship him must worship him, you know, in, you know, in spirit and in truth. You know what I'm saying? You can't worship God in no baloney. You know, you can't worship God like, hey, God, I'm worshiping you, you know, but I want the people to see me. You know what I'm saying? And really, those people are hypocrites, and they'll get their reward. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you go to God in secret, you know, and you have your little relationship with him, you know, in secret, you know, people will start to see that, you know, like, oh, this man or this woman is really serious about God, you know, like, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't try to act like, hey, I'm this and this, and then, you know, I see him at the corner store, you know, buying a cigarette or something. Like, no, they're not like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see these guys at church every Sunday, you know, I see these guys helping out at the homeless shelter, you know what I'm saying, every week, you know, and just doing this and that, you know, not just doing good words, you feel me, but also speaking righteous things, you know what I'm saying? Always trying to help somebody out or try to win a soul, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're on this earth to win souls, you know what I'm saying? To praise God and to win souls. You know what I'm saying? We're just supposed to be helping out people get to heaven, you know. And really, you know, we just need to get the word out, you know. If we're going to be doing something with self-control, how about we self-control ourselves to, you know, do what God wants us to do and not do what, you know, what we want to do or what, you know, or Satan wants us to do. Let's listen to God, you know, because, you know, like, as he says, you know, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, you know what I'm saying? And we just have to do what his will is, you know what I'm saying? And we can never go wrong because at the end of the day, like you said, man, you know, God is the judge. You know, at the end of the day, he's the judge, you know, and his, you know, his decision is what counts the most. You know, and this is, our soul.
There's going to be people out there and say, you know, what does God want me to do? And, you know, what is God's will? You got to go and seek the word. You can't just think that it's just going to come to you. And that calls for you to have some self-control. Instead of going to the club, go to church. Instead of going, you know, instead of going to that comedy hour on Wednesday, go to Bible study. There, God has put people in positions to teach us. You know, you have to find a woman and a man of God. And also, you got to, first of all, you got to surrender. Let me say that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Remove me. First, you have to surrender. You have to make a decision that I want to have a relationship with Christ. And once you decide to do that, then he will walk your steps through the rest of it. You know,
you
it is so important. Because, you know, it's you got to set your mind to it, you got to set your heart, and you got to have the courage to stand firm on the word. If you set your mind to, it's just like, you know, if you set your mind to getting a job, you know what you got to do. You got to get some skills, you got to get your resume together, you got to start searching the people that's hiring. That's the same thing. You know, same thing with the word. You got to make a decision within yourself. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. Special guest watching ENT is live in the building. Shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in on the line. Everybody that's tuned in the chat room, we definitely appreciate you. We're about to get into this full interview with Watching ENT, and then we're going to get into some of these hot music and come back. And if you want to chime in and, you know, get the praise passed on to you, this is how we do it on Spiritual Feeding. We pass the praise to the left-hand side. That's how we do it. All you got to do is call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button so we know that you want to talk. I want to go right to you. The first question is for you, Knuckleheads. What is the meaning behind your name?
Knuckleheads. Okay, the meaning behind my name is, you know, when I pray down and I surrender all, you know, I get on my knuckles and my knees, you know, and I just bow down and just give God everything I have, no matter what it is. So I just go by Knuckleheads. It's a little different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
most definitely. And Fantasy, what message are you trying to push through your music?
That the time is at hand, and that it ain't no time to play around. And you know, it's kind of relevant because we're talking about self-control. And what my album talks about a lot is, you know, my testimony and how I had to use my own self-control. So it's a big example, but what it's also letting you know is that we don't know the time or the hour. And regardless what our little issues are, our little problems, our little excuses, as they call them, he's coming. And he's not going to stop for any of us. He's coming.
Regardless.
And
mm-hmm.
and it don't matter if we say, Lord, we've been living for you. He's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me. So that's what I'm expressing.
No.
And I'm going towards the youth a lot, you know, because kids need to know about it. Their parents ain't teaching them. You know, a lot of parents are, you know, have carnal minds. You know, they're not teaching their kids. And, you know, a lot of people don't know about the gospel. So that's why we're starting this movement, so it could spread abroad to nations.
Yeah. The Great Commission.
Most definitely, most definitely. We got another king on the line. I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Dash, Dash.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you for that. I got a question for you two as well. If you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
Wasn't doing music. Oh, goodness. Music is a way of expressing myself. So I guess if I wasn't doing this music, it'd be, that's pretty much my way of getting, of winning my soul. So I feel like, yeah, would I still be in the Word? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just being around the people that I'd be around. But at the same time, music takes a lot of time, you know. So it takes time off of me wanting to do other things. If I wanted to be out, you know what I'm saying, and be booed up with a bunch of different people, if I wanted to be out, you know what I'm saying, and smoking, it just eliminates gang activity, eliminates all that other stuff that you would want to do, because here you are, you have the time to settle it, you have the time to speak to them. And music, it speaks to you, because everything in the Bible, every battle was won through music, you know what I'm saying? So music is God's way of getting through, you know what I'm saying? It's something about a praise break, you know what I'm saying, that just touches you. It's something about, you don't even have to, there's been services, you know, that people go to where with music, you don't even have to hear the pastor preach. You just come in and see music minister to you, and you're good, you know what I'm saying? The words, everything is in the music, so being able to have such an impact in that, it's just like, there's nothing better to me. So being able to do music, that's like my life, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a hobby to me. It's not just something I just woke up one day and was like, hey, I want to be a singer. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to be the next for him. And no, it's something that God instills you. It's a gift, and, you know, to be able to use that gift to give back to him. Right?
It's a gift. It's a gift. I love it. I love it. You guys got this song called Genie in the Bottle. Y'all go ahead and introduce that so we can get right into this music. It's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah. TGM, Genie in the Bottle, Watching ENT. This is featuring Fantasy, Knuckleheads, and Prophet. Let's get it.
Genie in the bottle, ain't no genie in the bottle. It's just Jesus in the Bible. It's just Jesus in the Bible. Ain't no genie in the bottle, ain't no genie in the bottle. It's just Jesus in the Bible. It's just Jesus in the Bible. Yeah, you don't believe in God? Well, that's just your opinion. Just know that when you die, you're gonna have to face religion. I'm so glad I'm a Christian. My God be loving me. Told you, but you won't listen, cause you ain't trusting me. Heard you been going through it. Bad things is happening. You think you got all you need, but God come through and snatching it. What I got, I ask for it, but only in Jesus' name. I
keep my Lord first, and it remain the same. I try hard not to change, so I get down on two knees, and God keep blessing me, and I don't even have to sneeze. Okay, so I swag it out, kinda like that Dougie. He's pressed to death, that's why the world can't touch me. So we give you mercy, and you take it for granted. But when you need him, you just use him kinda like your parents. But still, he forgive your sins, but you got to apologize. And after that, you're saved, that's why he got crucified.
What you mean?
He's a king. Man, my God, so fresh, so clean,
so
fly,
like a hawk,
and his door shall open, hit me up. Ain't no genie in the bottle, ain't no genie in the bottle. It's just Jesus in the Bible, it's just Jesus in the Bible. Ain't no genie in the bottle, ain't no genie in the bottle. It's just Jesus in the Bible, it's just Jesus in the Bible.
Okay, to you this might sound crazy, but I'm blessed that Jesus saved me. Got no diaper, but he changed me. Now I'm spoiled like a baby. Call him daddy, cause he made me. And this life is what he gave me. When I think about his goodness, man, the Lord just keep me praising. Yeah, I swag it out, bless his name. Ever since I met God, I ain't been the same. He stays in my head, kinda like a brain. Yeah, my dog is great, kinda like a dang. Got me ballin' on the east like Lord Dang. Gotta ride for the Lord, something like a train. No playing EA, but I'm in the game. Got Jesus Christ jersey in the Hall of Fame, ayy. And know the same genie in the bottle. It's the King James Version, call it Jesus in the Bible. And if Illuminati shoots me with a rifle, I'm gonna die today and be with Jesus Christ tomorrow. And pride's a very hard pill to swallow. So deny yourself, take up the cross, and Jesus is who you follow. Lord, you got me Barkley like Charles. And even T-Mobile should call you every while.
What you mean?
Hey,
he's a king.
He's a king.
Man, my God, so fresh, so clean,
so clean,
so fly,
like a hawk.
Ain't no genie in the bottle, ain't no genie in the bottle. It's just Jesus in the Bible, it's just Jesus in the Bible. Ain't no genie in the bottle, ain't no genie in the bottle. It's just Jesus in the Bible, it's just Jesus in the Bible.
Hey, all us, we got to go. Sometimes we ask that question, why do we have to die? Sit at your funeral and cry. I know you judge a tree by the fruits that it bear. And in my heart, I know if they going to heaven or hell. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, all I want to do is praise you. Falling across is my salvation, doing you no favor. Because the word says the soul that's in it will surely die. Then after death, then the judgment, then the lake of fire. Man cannot live by bread alone, he got to eat the meat. God's word is that armor that covers us from head to feet. And the enemy's on the prowl, tell me who can he devour. And tomorrow, I promise, this can be your final eye. Take heed of the word, go on and study, show yourself approved. Don't know why you're still sitting there, it's time to make a move. And do it soon because the end is near. Got better things to do than sit and tell you lies. I've been a carnal ear.
Ain't no genie in the Bible, ain't no genie in the bottle.
In the bottle, Jesus in the Bible, it's just Jesus in the Bible, ayy.
Hey, yeah. who produced that joint there?
That's Fantasy on that joint, producing it. I made the beat too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's dope, man. That's definitely something that the youth can definitely, like you say, swag it to. You know, Jesus swag. You know what I mean? That Christ swag, man. Nothing wrong with that, man. So how long y'all been pushing the gospel musically?
Oh, man. We've been doing gospel music, you know, since we was young. You know, we was born and raised in the church. You know, we've been doing gospel music, you know, doing talent shows, you know, while other people doing worldly music, you know, young at Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, winning talent shows, you know. That's when we was all singing, you know, before they even rapping came out, you know, and, you know, but really we started recording, you know, this gospel movement, you know, like in the last three to five years, you know, but far as pushing it, you know, like going all out, you know, for God,
right.
Like God, you know, we're just going to just do nothing but gospel for you, you know, we started pushing it, you know, actually it happened this year, this summer, you know what I'm saying, and now we're
okay.
Doing bigger things than we ever did before, you know, because we're going his path. You know,
right.
He's directing it for us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. So like, just from being a believer, period. When you look at, I don't know if you guys seen the BET Awards, but like when the church, you know, start, I guess talking bad about, say, a fellow, servant like Lecrae. Like, how do you feel about Lecrae being on the cipher on the BET Awards.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, to me, you know, it's all about his relationship with God. I'm not here to, you know, condemn or judge anybody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all have sins, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when that lady committed adultery, you know, and they brought her in the midst of Jesus, you know, and, you know, they expected, you know, Jesus to just say something to her, you know, and, you know, he said, whichever one, you know, has not sinned, you know, you cast the first stone. You know, and I'm not saying that Lecrae sinned or anything, because I didn't even hear that. I didn't even hear what was going on, so I can't judge nothing that I didn't hear, you know, but,
okay.
You know, now that I'm knowing this, you know, that's really about him and God, you know, and even if, you know, I heard a little bit about what he did, though I heard he said something about him repping God, you know, towards the end, you know, and at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, Jesus hung around sinners in public, or publicans,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying,
okay.
And Jesus ate with him too, you know, but... So at the end of the day, you know, I really can't say nothing. That's between him and God.
Yeah, that was my whole little joint. As far as, you know, being in the public view, you know, I think that's what we've been commissioned to do. Like you said, Jesus hung with, you know, sinners. He hung with the prostitutes. He hung with the tax collectors. You know, in that day, you know, he hung around those that knew they were sick, that knew they needed help, that was seeking something different. You know what I mean? And I think that being that platform. You know, he was exposing them to something different. You know,
definitely.
I mean, he still represented Jesus Christ in the fullness, just in the, you know, in the more, you can the secular realm. You know, it's in the more platform. That's
exactly.
That's what we've been commissioned to do, to go out, you know, and go amongst the four walls, go amongst those that, you know, go away from those that been that so already pretty much know they're in the word, they're saved, they got, you know, salvation, they good according to them.
Right.
Our job is to go out into the world and go get those, you know what I'm saying, to go teach
right.
those, to go grab them, to
yeah,
go minister to them, to go serve them, to go show them Jesus' compassion, to go show them his grace, be an extension of his mercy, all those things. So just when I heard that the church was just kind of like, you know, well, some other church was just, you know, saying that he shouldn't have never been on there, you know, that's where we need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like,
go ahead.
I feel like with that being said, I feel like when I saw it, you know, when I heard about this, his days talking, I figured that, you know, God, he puts some people out there, you know what I'm saying, and he puts others, you know what I'm saying, in his parameter. You know, like I say, like there's, I think of situations like D'Angelo. If anybody knows anything about D'Angelo, you know what I'm saying, D'Angelo's father's actually, you know what I'm saying, a pastor, you know what I'm saying, and D'Angelo was big, you know what I'm saying, as far as R&B went, you know what I'm saying, that's something that he does. And I feel like God, he put some people in the R&B world. Now, I'm saying in a position, I'm not saying that the great woman or anything like that, but I'm saying in a position where they can reach the masses to get that fan base and bring them all back to Christ, to not forget where he brought you from, not forget where he gave you the opportunity from. But I feel like the problem with D'Angelo, where he went wrong, was he didn't see when he got that fan base, when he started getting all that, he lost sight of where he came from. You know what I'm saying? He got caught up in the fame, and I guess that's where it comes from. Now, but, you know, as far as Lecrae goes, you know what I'm saying, I commend him on that, because going
exactly.
on to number one, you know what I'm saying, and saying, you know, talking about God on the BETs during a cipher like that, to me, that's like, you know what I'm saying, that's like being the only believer in Christ anywhere, you know what I'm saying, and standing up. That's how we all should be, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Like Neville says, the Bible says be bold, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
to me, I'm thinking, I'm nowhere near thinking, oh, you know what I'm saying, he's wrong for that. What's he doing on BET? No, because
exactly.
gospel stuff comes on BET too. Like BET,
man.
BET is a channel. At the end of the day,
right.
it's a channel, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's all who you believe. So to me, you know what I'm saying, he's all in the right to me.
I think
that's
that, you know, and the whole thing about it is when Jesus didn't just go to the north side or go to the south side, he went everywhere. He went deep down
yeah.
in the valleys. He went into the clinches. He went where he knew that he was going to be of assistance, that he was going to be able to help people. So as far as somebody feeling some type of way about Lecrae being in the cipher, he needs to be in the cipher. There should be
yeah.
a gospel artist
we
in
all
every
need
cipher.
To be in the cipher.
All of us,
exactly.
There you go. We all need to be in the cipher. Like, rules start making rules, and that's a problem with some people. And I don't want to say some. I will say it. I ain't even going to say I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing. Some churches. You know, you
right.
get too churchy, get too religious, you know, just get too
right.
all holier than thou, and forget that we are tools to be used. It ain't that, you know, LeClay is only supposed to be in a gospel section. What is y'all talking about? Like, it's a gospel section. Show me the gospel section in the world. There's one place that there's a gospel section. There's many of places where there's a gospel section. That's why, you know, a lot of people who are in churches or who have positions or high positions in the church need to just fall back and close your mouth. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really need to fall back and close your mouth because you're stuck in your ways. And unfortunately, you're hindering a lot of the upcoming youth and young adults from being able to experience Christ, have a relationship with Christ because of what you stuck on. We don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just like we making us eat oatmeal. I don't want oatmeal every morning. Sometimes I want some bread. Sometimes I want some fruit and apples. That's how
change.
I feel. Yeah, every morning I'm saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your self-control with yourself. And then you wonder why, you know, then you feel offended when we as the youth and we come out and we let you know we standing for Christ. I got Christ swag. This is who I am. I'm an 80s baby. I love hip-hop, and I loved it when I discovered gospel rap, gospel R&B.
Right.
It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, y'all. Real talk.
Right.
It was the greatest thing.
Especially when we came across some dope ones.
It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and I like what you said about, you know, it's just practicing that self-control. Because I read a scripture today, and it was out of Romans 6:21, it says, what fruit you hold ye that in those things whereof ye are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. And it's saying in 9:72, I see you, I'm about to open your line up. The holy lines is lighting up, y'all. We're gonna get to you. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mix, special guest. My BNT Live is in the building. But the scripture is saying, what food have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? Basically, what fruit have you eaten that you now ashamed, the seed that you planted that you now ashamed of? Like, you took up a certain fruit, and now you ashamed of it, and it's ultimately going to lead you to death. You know, those things that you partaked in before, you know, the sins that you indulged in, what does smoking bring you? What does drinking bring you? What does fornicating bring you? You know, what type of fruit does it really, you know, is it really good for you? Now you ashamed because you did these things? It's time to really have some self-control, y'all. It ain't about where I came from. Let's go to the holy lines and open this up, y'all. I know they want to talk. 972-374, you're now live with on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Caller, we hear you. 972? All right. Queen hung up. She's like, oh, I'm live? They open the line? You ain't got to run from the Lord. You ain't got to run from the Lord, I'm telling you. But I wanted to add one more piece because we got two more songs from the Kings live in the building. I wanted to add this piece right here, and it was crazy when I read it because I can identify it. 1 Corinthians 6:18-19 says, flee sexual immortality. Every sin that a man or woman does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immortality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and who you are not your own? God's Spirit is in us.
Amen.
This is where he lives. God lives with us. You know, he not going to jump out of you, you know. He not going to jump out of you if you sin. But he will grieve. It ain't like, you know, God just going to jump out of you and say, oh, no, I can't be in there. No, he's going to grieve because you're sinning. So we must remember that, you know, we are not our own. God paid the price for us through the blood of Jesus. And we owe him life. We owe God life. It's very important. You know, we are not to bring we are to bring honor to God with our bodies. You know, we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him. So, you know, that's why it say in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 and 19, it says, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a woman or man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and who you are, and who you are not your own? And I wanted to bring that up because that comes with a lot of self-control, even when you're in a relationship and you're not married, you know, and y'all sexing and doing what y'all are doing, you want to think of very clearly and have some self-control. Somebody in that relationship got to say, you know what, I care for you, but if I really say that I love you, we got to do this the right way. You my girl, you my dude, but we're going to have to do this the right way. And if we, and if you take off the sex anyway, you know, you'll be able to see yourself and that person a lot more clearly. Never trust a big button to smile, yo.
True that. Poor
guy. and big breath.
I definitely had to say that. It's so important. And shout out to everybody that's live on the line. Big shout out to everybody that's live in the chat room. At any time, you can chime on this in the chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, or you can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got another one of these hot songs here, and I really like this one because the intro, I love you. Fantasy, tell us about this song.
Oh, yeah. This song is all about love because, you know, God is love, and, you know, three things last forever, you know, faith, hope, and love. So out of all those three, love is the greatest. So this song is for everybody to sing and, you know, let people know they love Him. Just like Jesus loved us the day He died for us on Calvary. He showed a lot of His love. So this is I Love You by Fantasy and Knuckle Knees. This is for TGM off the TGM album, too. Enjoy.
Hey, Jesus said I'm invited to the Holy Ghost party. Can you check if my name's available?
What's your name, sir?
Knuckle Knees.
Yeah, yeah, you're on the list.
Alright, cool. Hey, I got my friends with me. You know, they want to know more about Jesus, so is that alright?
Yeah, that's fine. Come right in.
Alright, come on, you guys, let's get it.
T-G-M.
Yeah.
Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Lord, I thank you for another day, cause ever since I met you, everything's okay.
Even now today, then
you always make a way. I mean, you got me speechless, like I don't know what to say. Feel me? You show me love when most people try to hate. Lord, Lord, you're so real, like the opposite of fake. Like Tony, you great, put food on my plate. I ain't talking frosted flake, Lord, I'm talking about steak. Lord, I know it was the blood and it wasn't Kool-Aid. And I'm writing for you, Lord, like I got some new skates. Everything's picture perfect, kinda like Blu-ray. Put your words up in my mouth, something like toothpaste.
Gotta walk up
right, I don't need a shoelace. See, I always trust you, that's what I call true faith. Lord, you always on time like the first school day. Lord, we all about business.
No
suitcase. I love you.
Lord, that's true. You make me feel yellow when I'm feeling blue. And I don't know how, but that's what you do. I think about it night and day, so I pray. You know my address, and you know where I stay. And I could try to duck, and I could try to hide. You did it for my sins, and yeah, that's why you died. The devil burning up, but I ain't trying to burn. So I'ma live right, listen up, and learn. The enemy always brings temptation. I wait on you, so I ask for patience. You be looking after me in my own life. I don't know how you come at the right time, but I hold on and never let go. And I ain't doing nothing with my God, take so.
Hey,
like a willy. I ain't soldier boy, but in the church I get silly. Praise the Lord, I like to catch the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I gotta stay with God, so that's how I stay close. The Bible is my bread and every word is white. So when I hear Jesus speak, it feels good down my throat. This is rap comedy, but it ain't no joke. And I'm covered with his blood, now that's a big coat. Yeah, I gotta stay clean from my sins white soap. I'm changing up the world because we're all the hope. If it ain't nothing good, man, then let the bad go. We gotta love one another, you should always know.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Thank you, Medea. Thank you, Medea. We appreciate you for that one right there. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party
Holy
don't.
Ghost party don't. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
Ain't no party. You know, I mean, if you ain't been to a Holy Ghost party, you need to go to a Holy Ghost party. Like, you talk about a Holy party, I know how y'all be complaining, ain't nobody dancing in the club no more, and all that, and ain't nobody having fun. That's because you at the wrong party, man. Y'all need to check out Wives this Saturday. Wives
Holy
is definitely
Ghost
doing
party.
It. Yes.
You know what I like
Holy
about
Ghost
the Holy
party.
Ghost party?
What?
You know what I like about the Holy Ghost party?
What?
You don't got to show ID, no dress code. You know, all you got to do is come and worship. You know what I'm saying? It's popping, and everybody be having fun, you know, and it don't stop. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about no club or anything like that where I got to worry about people shaking booty in my face or demons trying to talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Because when the Holy Ghost is in me, you know what I'm saying, I don't have to worry about nothing because that got my back right there alone.
Feel me?
That's powerful. I like that. Demons try to get
Praise
at me. A lot of us don't know that demons be talking to us. We just be
mesmerized. Oh, man, they try to talk to you all the time. They be trying to talk all the time. If they talk to Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Of course they'll try to talk to us.
Yeah.
I know that's right, man. Where can the people out there that's listening tune in right now, where can they go to listen to your music, download your music, purchase your music? Where can they go to get you guys' music?
You can go ahead,
Z.
All right. You can go on ReverbNation.com/ Fantasy Watson ENT to download some of my music. D-Dash, where do you go for yours, D-Dash?
Y'all can go to the www.watsonent.net. That's www.watsonent.net. And that's everybody's stuff. It'll be up there. Keep it updated and stuff like that, so you'll be able to see new shows, new things we have coming up and things of that nature.
And we got a couple videos on YouTube. You know, you just go in and type in Watson ENT or you type in God's Fresh. You know what I'm saying? You'll just see a whole bunch of videos and music there. You know what I'm saying? Just be checking us out. You know, and that, you know, you have music from Knuckle Knees, Fantasy, and D-Dash. So I just advise you to just go all three of those websites, you know, and just check us out. You know, even go on Google and, you know, type in one of our names. You know, and we'll pop up somewhere.
Yeah. I know, that's right. We're going to pop up somewhere in the matrix. I love that. We'll pop up somewhere, especially when you grind it hard and you work it hard. A lot of people think that, you know, just putting your name out there online, you got to go from online to offline, from offline to online. You know, it's a 360 circle. Don't just think that. For a lot of artists and entrepreneurs, they think, oh, yeah, just check me out on Reverb Nation. Nah, we everywhere. You can Google me, Facebook me, tweet me, MySpace me, Moco me. Look, you can check me out. I'm going to be over here on the west side. Then 2 weeks later, I'm going to be on the north side. Where you at? I'm going to come to where you at right now. What y'all got popping over there? So, you know, networking is the key, especially when you working for God, you spread the word everywhere. Jesus went everywhere. That's why I respect that man so much. He went everywhere. He did not just stay in one place. He went everywhere. And not only that, he gave knowledge and he healed. Knowledge is the most important thing that you can give anybody. Real talk. If you can't give me nothing, give me knowledge to feed myself and to feed the rest of my generation.
Yeah. Knowledge comes from the Lord.
Knowledge is power.
It definitely got to come from the Lord. Let the Lord use you. Oh, man. I really like that song right there. I really like that song right there. That's definitely a hot song. We got another one from y'all before we get out of here. Wow. Switchboard, don't tell me
now. Which one y'all got?
I got a couple of them in here.
You got a lot of them.
you got CDs or something?
Yeah, I did. I bought the CD at the Rise that night.
Okay.
Oh, I got God Fresh. I like this one, too. Is that y'all tell us about God Fresh so we can get right into this cut right here.
Oh, that's my joint. Nah, we was up in we was down in Florida, you know what I'm saying? Florida State, West Palm Beach, Florida, you know, having Bible studies and all that. You know, and we started bringing the youth to come to our Bible studies, you know. We just started seeing, you know, what God was doing, you know. And then this is really when we started getting that swag like Jesus, you know what I'm saying? We was filled, you know what I'm saying? We still are filled. We're even more filled today than we was before, but you know, we had the youth getting, you know, filled with the Holy Ghost, getting saved, you know, and just many different things happening. We're like, dang, God, you know, you're the bomb. You know, like, God, you're the bomb. You know, God, you're tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, forget it. God's fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, let's make a song about it, you know. So then Fantasy made this beat, you know, and it just went stupid hard, you know. And we was like, we're going to go off kind of like Weezy and Drake, you know, and just spit for like 2 minutes each, you know. And that's what we did, you know. And so far, you know, we're just doing big things. We're pushing out this song the most, you know, because everybody likes it. You know, we got a video out to it already, and everybody likes it, and just showing people how fresh God is. And, you know, it's kind of a funny song, you know, because, you know, I dropped a little hook, you know, and it goes hard. So you guys check out this song, Watch NNT, TGM, The Gospel Movement, Knuckle Knees and Fantasy, God's Fresh Like Soap.
God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. Wait a minute.
Holy Spirit, I'ma get it. Anything that praises God, I'm with it. Everybody wanna hate, cause I'm a Christian, but it's all good. Praise God that I'm living life short like a midget. Fantasy made the beat, so I told him I'ma spit it. Now Windows Media, but I'm still gonna rip it, never stop. Gotta get it, but I gotta stop sinning, cause the Lord got my back, so my friend ain't winning. Wait a minute, y'all don't feel it. That's the Holy Ghost just running through my spirit. Thank God for the minute.
Thank Jesus for the hour.
My dog got courage, but he ain't no coward. God's the most high, higher than a tower. His love so sweet, sweeter than sour. God's so awesome that he has powers. He rose from the dead, look better than a flower. Anyways, I don't need no girl to rock my world. I got Jesus Christ cause he's my world. I don't need no diamonds or no pearls. I got the Holy Spirit, yeah, he's my world. You're the best thing, the greatest blessing. I lift my hands high, but that don't mean I'm stretching. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. 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 Yeah. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. And I'm allergic to
yeah,
the devil,
I got
make
you.
Your boy wanna hey. Sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like detergent. Lord, I give you my all because, Lord, you deserve it. I confess with my mouth and, Lord, you heard it. God, we all fell short, but
Jesus is perfect.
See, he's worth it.
No more cursing.
Gotta quit playing.
Like a circus,
no more hurting
people on purpose.
Yes, like David,
no more jerking.
Lord, I'm sorry for my sins.
Help me not to do it again.
Change my life, Lord.
I repent, cause I wanna see you in heaven. Amen. Ayy. And Jesus walked on water. I'm one of God's sons, ballin' like Vince Carter. Yeah, there's one God in three orders. The Holy Ghost, God the Son, and God the Father. Yep, I'm getting smarter. I've been asking God for wisdom. I've been reading my Bible, staying away from television. On a mission for the Lord. Victory is how I'm living. Fantasy, take it away, cause Knuckle needs this finish. Amen.
Thanks, bro, I needed that. Guess it's my go.
Lord be with me. Like Trick said, I'm gonna make it bleed. Better get a band-aid. Yeah, God is so good, like the opposite of bad. Don't you ask me where I got it, cause I get it from my dad. Man, you know I put in work, like I'm tryna make this money. Got the Bible in my hands, like only God could take it from me. I gotta go to church and pay my tithes. Make this music, gotta change my life. I will not cry, like I will not strive. Gotta do my thing, cause I'm baptized. Nothing but right, I gotta live holy. Shout out to the church, like all y'all know me. God's on my team, so I'm ballin' like Kobe. See me in the streets, like God my homie. Everything good, know everything well, know everything swell. Locked up like jail, man, I gotta do it like I do it for you. I talk so much, I can never bore you. God don't lie, kinda like nonfiction. Rub those hands like you'll feel friction. Oops, my bad, I forgot to mention. You got no money, better pay attention, yeah. That's how we do. That's how we do. That's how we do.
Yeah.
You like that?
Hey.
God tell me you like this right here. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. Well, then that's my word, no petty at his. Catch me in the church, like I can handle my biz. Gotta be real, kinda like wife, don't you worry about her, I ain't got no wife. That's my hook, better catch some fish. Man, I'm so clean, kinda like a dish. Getting out early, I'm dismissed. Why so mad, boy, don't be pissed. God's so good, no, God's so great, better thank my Lord for this top plate. First time meeting them like a blind date. Gotta change it up like your waist. Gotta beat it up in church like drums. I give him things kinda like pilgrims. Tastes real good just like a plum. It came from God, so I told him yum. Let me get this straight, kinda like braces. Man, I'm so tight like my shoelaces. God told me never switch places. Follow his steps, use his traces. And you know it's watching ENT. ENT gotta defeat my enemy. Fantasy.
Watching me and see.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
I love that song.
That's fresh.
Yeah, that song is hot, man. Definitely. Well, that song, you can bounce to it, but you can. It's funny to me some of the things that you be saying in the song, and I like how y'all said God is so fresh and fresh like Febreze. Out of all things you could have thought about, Febreze.
Yeah.
Go
That's
ahead
funny
and,
because I was watching the Febreze commercial the other day. You know, they take the people blindfolded into a room, you know what I'm saying? They tell them to smell couches and smell, you know, the floor and all that, and rats be in there, you know, and then, you know, they smell good to them. They be like, man, this smell good, you know, and then once they take off the blindfold, they're looking like, ugh, you know, this is ugly. That's how fresh God is, though. He's like that Febreze smell.
Yeah, that Febreze definitely smells good. Mike, if you got any more questions for the Kings before we get out of here?
Any questions?
Oh, I just want to point out, too, that Watson and T will be on TVN, where we airing Wednesday night. That's Wednesday night at 11 p.m. That's on TVN, channel 16, if you got, I believe, 16 if you got Comcast 20. If you got Click, so check us out. We'll be on there doing two of the songs, doing the I Love You and doing the God's Fresh on there. And also we'll be doing another interview. So check us out on there. We're going down. We're trying to get out here.
That's definitely what's up. Oh, y'all doing it. You know, sometimes we be so used to losing that we don't know when we winning, man. We winning now. We on God's side.
We winning, man.
Y'all got... That's what's up. But does TVN stream live online for those who don't have cable?
Not locally.
Sure. That's a good question.
Not locally.
We got to holler at
TVN. They don't do it locally. They have like the national one. But what we're doing Seattle Praise the Lord. But what we could do, you know, because we do have the DVD to. You know, the performance, you know, and what we can do is post that on YouTube or on, you know, our website, you know, and even on Facebook, you know, for those who want to check us out, you know. So, you know, like I said,
great.
Just type in our names on Google, you know, or, you know, look it up, wait for it for about, you know, 3-4 days, and we'll put it up there on YouTube just so those who can't find it on the internet or those who don't have cable, you know, we'll just put it up there for you guys. You know, we just want everybody to hear the word of God, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, if you guys want to support, you know, just all you got to do is check us out online, you know what I'm saying, or even come to the Rise event on the 29th because Joseph Jennings is going to be there and it's going to be on and popping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Most definitely.
Watch the NT. I want to thank you guys for coming through the spiritual feeding with me and Mike Mitchell on Diva Spot.
Yeah,
we definitely appreciate y'all
welcome.
Coming through and sharing the word. And, you know, it's just great for us to come together as a people and share God's word and talk about Jesus and also be able to get this hot music. Is definitely a blessing. I just thank God for using y'all as tools, man. It's just a blessing.
Thank God for you, too.
Almost
thanks for having
man. We're about to get out of here with some prayer. Mike Mitchell, you're back, baby. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. For some reason, man, my phone was on mute. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I'm over here
asking questions. I'm like, hello? Anyway, man, yeah, we'll go ahead and close out with some prayer, man. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening, for this opportunity to witness to the listeners that were online, that called in. Thank you for watching EET and ENT, man. Continue to bless them as they continue to proclaim your name. Continue to strengthen them. Man, you said if they humble themselves up under your mighty hand, you exalt them in due season, Father. Continue to bless them, strengthen them. Continue to put them amongst people that wants to help them. Continue to prosper their ministry. Thank you for Diva Mary Kay, for this platform, man, for this medium to go ahead and get the word out to listeners, man. We out here to save souls, out here to witness your goodness, be an extension of your mercy and your grace and of your peace and of your love, Father. I would pray that everyone that's listening and have walked away with a different mindset, purposing to control their flesh, purposing of self-control. We're going to this week, man, blessed and highly favored. Lord Jesus, that you continue to protect our families, protect us as we go to and fro. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Y'all make sure y'all follow me and Mike Mitchell on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, twitter.com/spiritualfeeding, and twitter.com. Mike Mitch, let them know your Twitter.
Mitch Jazzy MGT, JAZZY MGT.
Most definitely. And now that you tuned in live to the show, make sure y'all go to blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot and follow the show where you can get updates and spiritual feeding because we got nothing but a buffet of blessing, yo. We about to get out of here with some of this Watson ENT music, man. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. We going.
Out.
Hey, Jesus said I'm invited to the Holy Ghost party. Can you check if my name's available?
What's your name, sir?
Knuckle Knees.
Yeah, you're on the list.
All right, cool. Hey, I got my friends with me. You know, they want to know more about Jesus, so is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Come right in.
All right, come on, you guys. Let's get it.
T-G-N.
Yeah.
Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop.